Hello?
Hi, is this Pamela?
Yes.
Hi, this is David from AT&T.
Yes.
It seems like there's a problem on your phone bill. Like, it looks like you've been making a lot of 1-900 number calls to phone sex lines, and you're currently...
I don't believe so.
Oh, no, it's definitely... It shows here on the computer, and you're over $3,000 for this month so far. So,
well, you know what? My husband has been in the hospital for some time now.
Oh.
A friend has been helping me with my bill.
You might want to look at that friend really closely.
I'm sorry, but he's not here today. He will be in at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Oh, maybe if you had his number, I could give him a call.
I have his cell.
Okay.
Wait a second.
Are you sure it's not you, though, making all these phone
calls? I hate the phone. I don't make these phone calls.
Yeah, but, you know, the phone sex lines.
800 or 1-800?
No, 1-900.
I don't know what 900 is.
Oh,
what is
that's the number that you keep calling to call phone sex?
I don't do it. I don't do it. I don't pick up the phone. I check my messages. That's all.
And then you call phone sex.
Who? What?
And then you call phone sex. 1-900 numbers.
Now, I don't know what that is.
You don't know what phone sex is?
No.
Oh, here, I'll teach you. All right. Here we go. What are you wearing right now?
A number of things.
Are you wearing knickers?
Am I wearing sneakers?
Yeah, sneakers. Are you wearing sneakers?
No.
I really like sneakers.
No.
Oh.
Why are we doing this stupid thing?
Oh, I was trying to teach you
what you need to do. I need to have my personal assistant, as he calls himself.
Fancy.
Like, I'm sorry?
Do you just laugh at him and be like, "Oh, come on. You're my freaking maid. You're not a personal assistant. You're my maid. You're my bitch boy." That's what you ought to say to that guy. Personal.
What? I don't. Listen, sir, I really, honestly, I'm not a cheat and I'm not a liar.
Oh, no.
And
I would never
don't
suggest
know
that.
What you're talking about.
It's,
so, if you would like this person's cell number, I'll switch the light on.
Oh, this is such a bad idea.
I really don't know what's going on here. I honestly don't know. My husband got out of the hospital on Saturday. And
Where is he now, then? He's back in the hospital?
And my assistants have been paying all the bills. Now, my assistant's name is Bob.
Okay.
Okay, and here is his cell. 21775.
You know, now I can't put the show up on Mixler in the show reel.
What is a show reel?
Oh, I don't know. So,
well, I don't know either. I honestly have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, you know what? You're so nice that I'm just going to take all these charges off your bill for all these phone sex numbers you've been calling.
I have not been calling them.
Oh, well, no, it's okay.
I don't know what 900 is. I hate the telephone. I don't know how to use a computer.
It's phone sex, where like people call you and they ask if you're wearing Pumas.
Phone sex?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm just not very...
Oh, you're doing phone sex.
I'm not very good at it.
Well, let's give it a shot. I don't know. That's interesting.
Okay, you start.
This is phone sex.
Yeah, you start.
No, listen... Really, is this a practical joke?
Oh, no, not at all. No, I'm calling from AT&T. Just, we noticed all the charges on your bill, and
I haven't. Listen, maybe you can call Bob and have gay phone sex.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, that's good.
You think he will?
Well, that's interesting. That's a new experience for me, phone sex.
Yeah, well, I hope it was good for you.
But what are you wearing?
The whole sneaker thing.
What are you wearing?
I'm not wearing any sneakers. I'm wearing a...
do you have a thing for sneakers?
Yeah, mostly Pumas. I'm wearing an Obey the Cactus t-shirt right now and nothing else. It's an oversized t-shirt.
How old are you?
I'm 41.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm old enough to be your mother.
Oh, that's hot.
Some people like that, I hear.
Am I making your knickers moist?
No.
Darn it.
No, no, not at all. But you're making me laugh a lot. I think this is very funny.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. Okay,
say
well,
what?
I said I'm glad to hear it. Okay, I'm going to remove all of these charges from your bill. Because it doesn't sound like... I mean, obviously, you don't know how to have phone sex. You try.
No, I obviously don't. Why don't you wait till my husband gets home from the AA meeting, and then you guys can do it.
Okay. Well, what time is this is AA meeting over? Okay, well, thanks.
And listen, is that 900 thing, is that a code for... Oh. Someone wanting to have phone sex?
No, no, it's a phone number, like 1-900.
I don't believe it. No.
Oh, you don't believe that part? Okay.
No, I don't believe it. No.
Yeah, I wouldn't
either. Anyway, what an interesting way to spend a Monday afternoon. And do you really believe that I'm old enough to be your mother?
Oh, yeah, I totally believe that. You sound really old.
I do?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm going to hang up on you now.
Good. Hang up. See if I care. Hang up on you.